today you and I will reflect together on our gospel, the parable of the sower. But before we do, let's take at least a peek at our first reading. The prophet Isaiah tells us that God's word is not to return to God void. Here's a suggestion that I think can help to make sure that God's word that we hear in every homily will not be void, empty, ineffective for us. It's a suggestion I heard many, many years ago from a priest in the parish in which I grew up. One Sunday, he said, "Our parish is blessed with priests who are good preachers. However, I am not one of them. But, if you say a little prayer to the Holy Spirit before my homily, you will be enriched in some way from even my worst homily." He was 100% correct. For over 60 years, before every homily I hear, I say a little prayer. If the homily is 10 minutes long, it might be only 10 seconds out of those 10 minutes. But I will be enriched in some way, regardless of who is preaching. I've been doing it for over 60 years. So you might want to consider doing it. Say a little prayer before the homily begins. Okay, now let's get to this homily. The sower sows seeds in his field. Most of what he sows doesn't produce fruit, but some does produce fruit. 30, 60, 100-fold. The same is true for us. We are to sow, scatter, seeds of love and goodness wherever we are, and then leave the results to God. Jesus tells a parable about a man who sowed a mustard seed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when grown, it becomes the largest of all the plants. A large bush where the birds of the air can dwell in its branches. But sometimes we might not see that the seeds of love and goodness that we're sowing are indeed growing. It can be tempting to give in to discouragement. Jesus is like us, right? And everything except sin. Isn't that what they tell us? Right. Everything except sin, he's just like us. So, it could well be that Jesus was tempted to become discouraged also. For him and for us, at times it can seem like so much effort, so little results. So much anything, so little return. In the Acts of the Apostles, Jesus is described this way. He went about doing good. He went about doing good. He saw that much of the good that he was doing wasn't doing any good. But he kept on doing good. You and I have to do the same. Us sowers have to keep on sowing. A suggestion that might help us avoid giving in to discouragement could be that we, like Jesus, be in love with the process of sowing seeds of love and goodness. To be in love with the process of doing that without demanding to see the harvest. The harvest is up to God. It's God who gives the growth, not me. But there won't be any harvest. There won't be any growth unless you and I sow seeds of love and goodness. Will they produce fruit? Hey, you never know. All you have to do is sow.